The Adult Baby Identity. Coming Out as an Adult Baby. By Dylan Lewis. www.abdiscovery.com.au. Dedication. To my wife for her constant love. To Rosalie Bent and Michael Bent, who let the world know adult babies aren't mad, bad or alone. Foreword. There is no bigger struggle in our lives than to understand who we are, not just externally or physically, but internally. Being a human being is an immeasurably complex experience, and it juxtaposes both beauty and wonder with pain and suffering. We can, at the same time, both understand something and yet be totally mystified by it. Being an adult baby adds another layer of intricacy to our personal makeup. I wish I could say that it is all positive. But anyone who has been a baby in a world that knows little to nothing about it, already knows that it can be far from an entirely positive experience. In so many ways, adult babies are alone, sometimes grouped together, but still very much separate individuals trying to make sense of the morass of conflicts, fears and pleasures that assail us constantly. We know that our friends, family, neighbors both do not, nor ever will, fully understand us. For decades I struggled to find my own identity, just as thousands like me have struggled. Until relatively recently, there was very little material out there about the psychology of adult infants, and what was there was usually very wrong, sometimes horrifically so. It is in this light that I highly recommend this book. It explores the AB identity and what makes us who we are, and the stages of its development. Many of you will read these pages and identify strongly with it. I trust you will read this book and understand that you really are an adult baby. You are not a bad person nor a good person. You are just an adult baby. Being AB can be either a curse or an astonishingly wonderful experience that very few will ever experience. As humans, we are often encouraged to metaphorically embrace our inner child. We have the amazing ability to do just that, but literally so. Our inner child has a name, a gender and a personality who we know and understand well. It is who we are. We are adult babies and proudly so. Michael Bent. 1. Introduction. Being an adult baby is a personal identity. It is a stable, healthy identity when internal conflict and fear of harm from prejudice are removed. It is a minority personal identity akin to, but not the same as, LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer identities. This is not how most other people regard being an AB. This is not how most health professionals regard being an AB. This is not how many conflicted ABs themselves regard being an AB. It is, however, the best way to think about being an AB. I am an adult baby. I wrote this book after coming out to myself. I realized that coming out was an experience I shared with other people with minority identities. I realized that being an AB is a personal identity. The alternative is to see being an adult baby as an addiction, a sexual fetish, a psychosexual disorder, a paraphilia, in short, as a pathological condition. That's how society and medical professionals used to think of being LGBTQ. Arguably, especially in the dark ages of public ignorance and prejudice, that's even how some conflicted LGBTQ people thought about themselves.